Well, I hope all is well. We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 15. The Mishnah says as follows, Hakol Tzafoi, everything is revealed, V'harishus Nasuna, and the permission or freedom is given, U'betuv Ha'olam Nidon, and the world is judged with goodness, V'akol Lefi Rov Hamaisa, and everything depends upon the abundance of deeds. So a lot to unpack here in the Mishnah. So what is this idea called Safoi? So first of all, again, on a most basic level, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all is revealed before the Ribono Shel Olam. So many times in life, we do things and we act in certain ways, almost as if we're broadcasting that, you know, we could get away with things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to know about it. And of course, we don't actually believe that. I know that Hashem knows everything and sees everything, but often that reality or that knowledge, that understanding is not necessarily reflected in the way that we actually live. So Hakol Tzafoi, just know everything is revealed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'harishus Nasuna. Now here's the incredible part. Rabbi Yonah explains, even though Hashem knows everything, we still have free will. We have the ability to make choices. You know, this is reminiscent that Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva discusses the concept that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, then how can you say that man truly has free will? So the Ravid essentially says that Rambam also explains, we don't understand what God's foreknowledge means. We don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. The same way that I don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives or exists in past, present, and future simultaneously, I don't understand the concept of divine foreknowledge. Here's what I have to know. I have free will. That's what I have to remember. I have free will. So therefore, again, the Rabbi Yonah writes over here that on one hand, even though HaKol Tzafoi, everything is revealed, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, at the same time, HaRishus Nasuna, I have the ability, I have freedom to make my choices. U'betuv HaOlam Nidon. And this is really beautiful as well. He says, Rabbi Yonah explains, "Shakadosh Baruch Hu eino danas ha'adam lefi masab levat, ach betuva u'memidas ha'chesed." So betuva olam nidon means the world is judged with goodness, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only judge us based on our deeds, but he also judges us with a healthy measure of divine compassion, divine chesed, divine tov, divine good. See, the Ribono Shel Olam wants our success sometimes even more than we want our own success. V'haraya, the proof to that is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, he doesn't simply judge us based on our own qualities or based on where we're holding in life, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, yes, based on our deeds, but also with a healthy measure of divine compassion. The Ribono Shel Olam wants us to be successful. V'hakol lefi rov hamaaseh, everything depends on the abundance of deeds. So here I want to share with you the second approach of the Rabbi Yonah. And here he says something of his, he quotes over here Rabbeinu Moshe. And Rabbeinu Moshe says, what does it mean that everything depends on the abundance of deeds? Rabbeinu Moshe explains as follows, that spiritual success in life is not really to be found in one-off greatness. In other words, a person performs a nice act, a person does a chesed, a person does a mitzvah, maybe even a person does something heroic. Spiritual growth and spiritual greatness is not really found ultimately in the one-off, one-time acts in life, but rather spiritual greatness is truly found in repetition. It's a willingness to engage in positive behavior on a repeated and consistent basis, over and over and over. That's what it means, HaKol Lefi Rov HaMaaseh. Everything is in accordance with abundance of these. They say about Rabbi Nachman, that when the Rebbe was a little boy, see, he would have like the equivalent, we'll call it a dollar, for tzedakah. And he would exchange the dollar into 100 pennies. And he would stand by the pushka, by the tzedakah box, and he would put in penny after penny after penny. And one time, an adult asked him, what are you doing? Why don't you just put the dollar in? And the Rebbe explained, this is as a little boy, he said, I'm trying to condition myself to be a giver. How do you condition yourself to be a giver? Give time after time after time after time. You give a dollar, it's one act of giving. You give 100 pennies, although quantitatively it's the same amount, but it's 100 acts of giving. One act of giving doesn't necessarily make you into a giver. 100 acts of giving, absolutely can transform you into a giver. So that's what it means when it says Ba'kolufi Rov Hamasa. Spiritual success is not just in one-off good deeds or one-off heroic events, but ultimately, again, the ribui, the repetition, the abundance, a consistency of good deeds is what transforms a person into someone special. So much in so little. And it's called Safoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. But even though He knows everything, HaRishus Nesuna, we have free will to make of our lives what we want. And just know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be successful. V'haraya, He doesn't just judge us based on our deeds, but He also judges us with a healthy measure of divine compassion. V'akolufi rov hamasa. But if you want to be successful, don't look for one-off greatness, but rather, again, look for consistency in the commission of your mitzvos, in the cultivation of spirituality. For greatness comes through abundance, greatness comes through consistency. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.